What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Simply Chrissy podcast. This is your girl, Chrissy, coming to you once again with more goodness. And this, my friends, is episode 48. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, I hope that you're doing well. Before we get into the main enchilada of this episode, remember to follow this podcast, share it with your friends, leave a rating and a review if you're listening from iTunes. Hopefully this podcast is bringing you some value, because that is my intention. And if you're listening from any of the other platforms this podcast is available on, I don't think that you can do any of the things I just mentioned about iTunes in terms of leaving a review and a review and a rating. That's okay though. That's all good. I just appreciate that you are listening. But what you can do is you can share this podcast no matter what platform you are listening from. Lastly, remember to check out SimplyChrissyBlog.com. Sorry, I forgot how to talk just a moment ago. Yeah. Check out SimplyChrissyBlog.com. And there you're going to find some written nuggets of gold, especially the last two blogs that I just dropped, which were blog number 95 as well as blog number 96. Highly recommend them. I know I'm a bit biased, but they're really good and they will add value to your life, I promise. And that's it. So now let's get into the main dish of this podcast episode. I'm going to be talking to you about my newest vegan protein powder discovery that happened by accident, because the protein powder that I was using was out of stock and I was forced to get a substitute, and then I stumbled upon this particular vegan protein powder, and it is called the Vega Sport Protein Powder. So the brand is Vega, and like on the actual packaging, it says Vega Sport Protein Powder. I'm going to give you a little bit of background on the Vega brand. So the Vega brand has been around since like 2014. That's wrong. It's been around since 2004. And from my recollection, it's pretty much one of the first vegan protein powders ever, like that I ever saw. Yeah, it's pretty much the first vegan protein powder I ever personally saw on the market. I'm talking to you from Canada, so it's probably different in the United States, or wherever you're listening from in the world, Australia, Germany, the UK, it's different. But for me, the Vega brand was the first vegan protein powder that I can remember when I would go to the health food store to buy specific foods and supplements. And because it was the only one for the longest time, they basically had a monopoly. And when they first started out, they only had, as it is with most brands, when a brand usually starts out, they start out with maybe one or a very small selection of products until they build their brand and they can offer more products. Anyway, but I do remember trying their protein powder and I didn't like it. Because I'm not saying this particular one, I just mean whichever one that they had first come out with, I didn't particularly like it because it was very sandy, like heavy tasting, like sawdust. It was like sand and sawdust. It was gross. if I'm going to be honest, like, it just wasn't good. And honestly, though, that was the way it was for a few different protein powders, vegan protein powders I had tried. They didn't taste good, but just because, like, I fully understand, you know, like, nobody was doing that, especially at that time. And quite frankly, the world really just flipped onto this whole plant-based vegan thing really in about like 2017 when I started my, well, they started maybe about 2018 actually, because I started my blog in September 2017 and then I started this podcast in 2018, the summer of 2018. I was terrified and I pushed myself to start this podcast. But anyway, ever since 2018, now that the world has shifted and you can get plant-based and vegan food options very easily, you know, when you order pizza, A&W, you know, for a while, Tim Hortons, Burger King, McDonald's, like, you know, eat like at the regular supermarkets, you know, it's like a lot of the stuff that's offered at supermarkets now. Now they have like specialty food, you know, or like what do you call it, the natural food section, so to speak. It's like a lot of those foods I used to have to go specifically to the health food store to buy and pay a lot of money to get a lot of those products that are now offered in a lot of grocery stores now. Not everyone, but a lot of grocery stores that I go to anyway. It's like before there was none of that. Now, like over the past 2 years, there's so many selections. There's like certain supplements, like the brands that I see, that I would see at the health food store, I am seeing them in the regular grocery store now because the demand has changed. So it's like it's either the stores evolve or lose business and die. So anyway, sorry, I went off on a tangent, but going back, so to the Vega background. So when I first tried the protein powder, I wasn't a fan, but it's okay because I understand that they were the only, basically, if they were not the only one, they were one of like a very, very few brands because nobody was doing that. Like, at least before 2010, I'm not saying that I started using it in 2004, probably maybe like more like 2011, but yeah, there wasn't very many options, and so I understand though. But now they've come a long way because now Vega has a lot of competition. Like literally everybody and their mother is coming out with a vegan protein powder or a plant-based protein powder. Literally, like there's like sections packed now. There's so many options and so many brands now. It was not like that before. And only that really only had started to happen over the past, like, I'd say like 3 years. Like before that, it was still not very many brands. But now, like, I go to a particular grocery store in where I live, and literally their protein powder section, their vegan protein powder section in their natural food section is just packed. Like, it's just like, where did all these brands come from? Anyway, I just wanted to finish off regarding the Vega brand and like just the background. It started in 2004 and it was actually founded by a vegan. Now he is a former pro triathlete. He is a vegan and his name is Brendan Brazier. And so he found that the vegan protein powder and living a vegan lifestyle really helped his performance, and that is what basically inspired the brand. Okay, so moving on. So the Vega Sport Protein Powder, it comes in four flavors: vanilla, berry, mocha, and peanut butter. I myself ended up trying a single packet actually of the vanilla flavor. Let me tell you, The vanilla flavor is not a joke. This vanilla flavor tastes absolutely scrumptious. It is delicious. I love it. It is super fantastic, and I highly recommend it. It is enjoyable. There is vanilla, and then there is vanilla. I do like vanilla, but some of them are just not good. This one is amazing. Delicious. I highly recommend it. It's fabulous. I was shocked. The taste is amazing. It's very, like, the actual protein powder itself is very, very, very finely ground. It is nice and fluffy. It's just like a regular protein powder, because before I was plant-based and vegan, I had regular whey protein. And so I know what that, you know, what that nice, fluffy, very, very fine powder, I know what that's like when you mix it with your desired liquid, whether it's water or milk. I know what that's like, and it's supposed to mix very well. So this particular one mixes very, very well. No problem. Tastes amazing. I personally mix it with almond milk, the Blue Diamond Almond Breeze sugar-free original almond milk. That's what I typically use as my plant-based milk for everything. And it's amazing. I have nothing, like 5 stars, 10 stars. The taste is amazing. The vanilla taste is amazing. The actual consistency is amazing, which was a problem, as I was mentioning earlier, not just with the Vega brand, but with other brands as well. Getting that nice texture that you would get with regular whey protein powder was a problem for plant-based vegan protein powders when they were first coming out with their products. And the chalky, sandy, like chalk dusty texture of it actually impacted the flavor, because it was literally like when you would try to mix it with your plant-based milk, for example, or whatever, you can mix it with water, but when you tried to mix it, it did not mix well. And then it also impacted the actual whatever flavor you bought. You just tasted this like chalky sand, like you just took your mouth and just went to the beach and just like bit the sand in the beach. That's basically what it was like. So these protein powder brands have come a very long way. They've had a lot of iterations, and they've done a lot of work to improve the flavor and texture, and of course the performance of their protein powders. So I tip my hat to the Vega brand. They did an immaculate job with this Vega Sport protein powder. Highly recommend it. Now I want to go into the features of it. So it has 30 grams of protein, 6 grams of BCAAs. BCAAs are branched chain amino acids. And branched chain amino acids are the essential amino acids leucine, isoleucine, and valine, which comprise 35% of your body's muscle protein. And they're considered essential because your body doesn't produce them on its own. So you basically have to get them from either a food source or from workout supplements. Next, there is tart cherry juice in it. And the purpose of tart cherry juice in regards to fitness is typically for muscle recovery and relieving sore muscles. And it's very rich in nutrients. There is also a 1 billion bacterial count of probiotics, which is really good for your stomach, your gut health specifically. It is non-GMO. There is 4 grams of carbs in it. It also has 0 added sugars. It is vegan. It is gluten-free. and there are no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners in the product. If you want to know even more about the product and you want to, you know, take a look around, depending on where you are, again, geographically in the world, hello to everybody listening around the world. I appreciate you all. Much love to you all. You can check out, just hop onto social media and just check them out on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And then you could also check out their websites if you want to. If you are Canadian, you can go to myvega.ca. If you are American or anywhere else in the world, you can go to myvega.com for more deets. And of course, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Anybody can go to any website. It's just obviously if you're going to be going to the Canadian website, then they have Canadian prices for people paying in Canadian tender. If you are going to the American website, then everything is priced in USD, US dollars. And so, you know, it just depends on you. You can do whatever you want, but that's, you know, that's basically that. Before I wrap up this episode, I wanted to let you know that I also talked about two other brands of vegan protein powder that I love as well. And you can check out episode 14 of the Simply Chrissy podcast, as well as episode 31, if you wanted to know what those are. I wish that I had somebody like me when I was starting my journey, you know, becoming vegan and plant-based. I say vegan and plant-based just because you're vegan doesn't make you healthy. Sorry, it doesn't, because there's a lot of vegan foods that are highly processed and it just doesn't make you healthy. So, you know, French fries are vegan, Coca-Cola is vegan, chips are vegan, you know what I mean? So it's like, I just emphasize the plant-based aspect, you know, in terms of, you know, putting more emphasis and focus on, you know, having like nutrients and actual like real food, like not food-like substances, you know what I mean? Stuff with real nutrients that actually does real stuff for your body. So I just wanted to, you know, clarify just in case anybody is new here. Howdy, hello. Thanks for being here. And so yeah, so check out episode 31 and episode 14 of the Simply Chrissy podcast if you want to know some other good vegan protein powders that, you know, you should check out and definitely have in your lineup if you are wanting to get into vegan protein powders, or even mix it up with your regular protein powder. Like, even if you're not vegan, even if you're not plant-based and you're just a regular dude or gal and you're just wanting to mix it up and be like, you know, I want to be healthier, I want to, you know, just be healthier and just try different things, you know, see how your body reacts. You don't know until you remove certain things, you know, how your body will function. So definitely check that out. So you would have three options so far. My podcast would have provided you with three different types of vegan protein powders that you are free to, you know, check out and try for yourself. And, you know, maybe you can implement those products into your fitness regimen and your active lifestyle or your healthy living lifestyle. And, you know, you might be very happy with it. You know, it's good to mix things up and good to keep on progressing and making positive changes and improvements to your life and your health. And so that's it. I hope that this episode was helpful to you and enlightening. And I hope that you share this podcast with anyone that you think would be helped by it and the information therein. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. I hope that you keep well, and I hope that you keep happy, and I hope that you keep bright, positive energy. And until next time, my friends, love and light. Check you later.